Well, let's go UK. Rod, morning.
Good morning to you, mate.
Is the door just permanently open and we're just watching Tory after Tory after Tory after Tory leave the room?
I think to a degree. I certainly think there are going to be a number of defections over the next 9 months, some to Labour, some to Reform. I've been trying to persuade a couple to join us in the SDP. So I think some will jump ship. But this one is a particularly interesting one, which has happened today and has grabbed all the headlines here. Natalie Elphick, the very Tory MP for Dover, and who I heard speak before she was selected and thought, God, you're awful, aren't you? I remember hearing her. And she was installed in Dover when her husband, Charles Elphick, long-standing MP in Dover, had been sentenced to prison for 2 years for sexually assaulting members of his staff.
Right.
So what Natalie did was she binned him, obviously divorced him, and then immediately went for the seat herself, and strangely was offered the seat by the local Conservative Party, won the election, and is now sitting in Parliament. And Charlie Elphick is out of prison and apparently living on the Universal Credit and is unemployable. So it's a remarkable story. Even more remarkably is the most angry people about this defection to the Labour Party aren't Natalie Elphick's Conservative colleagues, but the Labour Party. As one man put it today, one front bencher put it today, there are many people on the Conservative benches I would welcome over here with open arms, but not her. She is not liked.
Oh, dear. Do people, given you have 650 MPs, do people, I mean, if I rounded up 100 POMs in the street today and go, what about old Natalie? Would everyone know her name? Has she done anything politically that makes it dynamite? Or is she just yet another nameless Tory who crossed the floor?
Nobody would know her name.
Right.
But nobody anywhere. I doubt that many people in her constituency would know her name either. So she's done pretty much nothing. And she's also been very right-wing and outspoken on many issues. And we think this is a giant single-fingered hand salute to the Conservative Party, more than anything based on a epiphanous ideological experience and conversion to the cause of international socialism, Mike.
Okay. Give us the, what's the detail of this report on the economic cons of immigration? What are we dealing with here?
It's very interesting. It's a report from the Centre for Social Justice. And it says that, contrary to what the economists have been telling us, that immigration was provided, at the very least, a brief fillip to the economy, it has not done so in our case, sadly, and that the 685,000 who are coming in every year have actually caused a problem, have actually been an economic drain on the country. And they go further. This is a bit which is proving annoying and controversial to the left, that you need to pick your immigrants. And the immigrants from the Middle East, Turkey and North Africa, have, I think it was something like 40% are still economically inactive, i.e. they don't have a job.
Yeah.
And they are the people who are... And of course, it then goes on to say, and if they stay here for longer and longer, the bill gets bigger and bigger. So it's a useful corrective to the idea that we are reliant upon economic migration and that it's a boon to the economy.
Okay. Hey, just before we wrap, give us the brief précis of what happened north of the border. Swinney's in, the vote's been held, he got the job. Forbes is the deputy. Was Forbes bought off, or she worked out she didn't have the numbers, so deputy's the best she could do? How did that unfold?
The two. Basically bought off with that job, but also I think she understood that because she has sensible views on things such as transgenderism, that she was never going to get the votes of the majority of party activists, as opposed to parliamentarians or whatever you want to call, whatever they call it up in Scotland. I don't know what it is. So Swinney, one of the most boring men in the history of mankind, but a competent man, I think, But it's really more of the same for the Scottish National Party. There is no big break with the Sturgeon generation, which has brought such disgrace upon the party, nor indeed with the Hamza Yousaf generation, which has brought such ignominy on it. So it's kind of more of the same. It won't do much for the SNP vote. It will cheer up the Labour Party in Scotland and possibly the Tories as well.
All right, mate, go well. Hey, Rod Little out of Britain. I was going to say see you next week, but he's off on holiday again, another one of his holidays, so we'll get Ender on the programme to fill in for Rod, who's off to, where do we say he's going? Madeira.
Madeira. Dirty cake, presumably.
Yeah, exactly.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.